And they're off for another Give270 2020 Unicorn Raffle. Your $20 ticket gives you not one, but two chances to win from our lineup of 20 Woodford Reserve treasures, including the grand prize, the rarest unicorn yet, the Woodford Reserve Kentucky Derby 150 Baccarat Edition. Only 150 bottles were made and is just like the one the Derby-winning owner receives. Quit horsing around and get your $20 tickets now at Give270.org. Charitable gaming license ORG 000-2703.
It's that time of the year where everybody's starting to make their vacation plans on visiting Kentucky, the mecca of bourbon. And if you are coming to Kentucky, you need to make sure you visit us at Pursuit Spirits in Louisville. We're right in the heart of Clifton, near Butchertown and Nulu, and only just a few miles away from downtown Louisville. But when you do come, you need to book your experience to go do our whole shebang. This is the one that's really the star of the show. You get a full-on tasting. You get to do your own personal barrel selection experience. And you get to grab a whiskey thief and fill your bottle directly from the barrel. We're doing something completely brand new that nobody else is doing here in bourbon country. Plus, you get a free sweet tasting glass at the end of it. I guarantee you, you're going to end up being one of the many people that's also leaving us a 5-star review. So make sure you come and check us out. You can book your reservation by going to pursuitspirits.com and clicking the Visit Us button. Everybody, welcome back. It's another Whiskey Quickie, and today we're looking at Jack Daniel's finished in Oloroso sherry casks. Jack Daniel's has been on a tear recently with a bunch of different releases, and this is number 12 from their distillery series selection. And I remember the last one was 11, which was the tequila one. So we'll see what this one's all like. So this is the American White Oak barrels for this experiment whiskey, first aged in Jack Daniel's Tennessee whiskey. And then they matured in Oloroso sherry casks. This is bottled at 90 proof. It's $42 for $375. And this was actually released back in December of 2023. But let's go ahead and let's get on with the nose.
Well, it smells like sherry.
It's a little bit of like a bitterness, I guess, that you're kind of getting off of it.
I mean, it's got those grapey notes. It's just like, almost kind of Welch's grape, and then that raisiny date kind of thing going with that you typically get with sherries.
Correct. Yep.
I mean, it smells like a sherry.
Well, let's see if the taste follows along with it.
And it tastes like a sherry.
Yep. Taste follow along. This has had a very heavily sherry influence on it. So yes, those date notes, that overly kind of like it. Honestly, it's just like basically I mixed a wine with my whiskey.
Yep. It tastes like a sherry.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a good dessert drink. I mean, I'll give them that.
You're going to pour this like over your ice cream?
Or it would be good over ice cream.
Your flambe or something like that.
Douse my bread pudding with it.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go ahead and let's rate it. So on with the nose.
Sideways. I thought it was just okay.
I kind of agree. It kind of overpowers it.
Yep.
And that probably follows along with the taste as well. How do you feel?
Sideways. Yeah. Just. It tastes too much like sherry for me.
Yeah. And the finish?
Sideways. I mean, this could be a good after dinner drink or like you said, drizzle on your ice cream or something, but it's just too sherry influenced for me.
How many times have you drizzled whiskey on your ice cream?
Probably never.
Okay.
This might be a first.
I'm just saying, we always talk about it and we're like, wait a second.
I don't ever eat ice cream. I'm lactose intolerant.
Are you really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's another story for another day.
Almond ice cream.
All right. Well, that is a review of Jack Daniel's finished in Oloroso sherry casks. Cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Toodles.